and good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio of Zeke Blackwell with the Sitka Young Performers Theater and Jessica Maneri with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's After School Arts Program. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Well, it's the start of the new school year, which means it's the start of new after school arts programming. And Zeke, how about we start with Young Performers Theater, also a program of Sitka Fine Arts Camp, now in its
third and a half year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And the fall performance is coming up, and you're looking for young performers. What's it going to be this fall?
This fall, we're kicking off our season with The Trials of Robin Hood, which is a comedic take on the traditional story of Robin Hood. So it takes the story and it tells it three different ways. It imagines, what if Robin Hood were on trial to determine whether his actions are good or bad? And we get to hear the story from his own telling. And then we hear Maid Marian give her version, in which Robin Hood is this kind of lovelorn sap who only does things because he's so madly in love with Maid Marian. And then we finally hear the story from the Sheriff of Nottingham's angle, in which Robin Hood is just kind of like a bumbling oaf who accidentally lucks into, you know, firing an arrow in the right direction, and he's the real hero saving the kingdom and being environmentally conscious and all of this. So that'll be happening in late October, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Okay, so if kids are interested in performing in this, what's the process? How do you do it?
Good question. We have auditions coming up right after Labor Day next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 6th and the 7th. You can sign up for a 6-minute audition slot online at our website, fineartscamp.org. That's all it is. It's 6 minutes. You'll come in. You don't have to memorize anything. We have scenes that will ask you to read one of the scenes that's from the play. And I'll probably ask you to tell a joke because this is a comedy. So I'm interested in what you think is funny. And that's all that you have to do to audition. It's ages 7 to 8, and anybody who shows up to audition will be cast in the show.
Okay, so there are parts for everyone.
Yes.
Okay, how many parts are there?
There's a lot of parts because there's these three different versions, and each version has slightly different characters, and there's some that we know and love from the story, and then some that are new. There's a group of nuns, for example, in the sheriff's version that are help him do well, and they're trained as ninjas, and they
ninja
fight
nuns?
The good fight. Yeah.
Right, that sounds pretty cool.
So.
Okay, great. Jessica, let's talk about the After School Arts Program. What's on offer this year?
Yeah, so we have Celtic Dance, which is a great program, and to register for Celtic Dance, you can check out fineartscamp.org, and there's a form online for that, and that's for all ages. And then we also have Art Club, which we started last year, and we're continuing because it was really popular, and we thought it went really well. And Art Club is on Mondays from 3 to 4, and it's with a variety of local artists doing various arts with the kids. So this fall, we're going to be doing some mural work. We're going to be coordinating with the Science Center to do some science and art projects. And we're also going to be making art for Whale Fest. And we're going to be doing some film stuff and and drawing and just a variety of really cool activities with the kids.
So that's at Keat. Keat Gushaheen then?
It's for Keat students, and it's at Fine Arts Camp.
So then will the bus take them there?
Yes. Yeah, the activities bus, which is usually the F bus, but sometimes changes, will take students to the Fine Arts Camp campus, and then I meet them when they get off the bus and walk them over to the Yaw Arts Center. And then after class, either parents can pick them up or they can walk home.
Okay.
And then we also have middle school jazz dance class on Tuesdays from 4 to 5. And we have an adult and high school jazz dance class also on Tuesdays, 5:15 to 6:15. And then we have two more adult classes, making photo books on Tuesdays and digital photography on Thursdays. And there's a whole list of our options on the website, fineartscamp.org, to learn more. And you can always call the office, too, if you want to talk to me about what the art classes are and the opportunities that there are for kids and adults.
So are all these after-school arts programs happening on the campus then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then so you can always take the activities bus at Lillette before 3 from Keat.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How have both of these programs changed over the years? Is there anything different this year?
I think for after-school arts, something that we've been doing differently is focusing on this art club. We used to do sort of specific classes like graffiti or drawing or watercolor, and those were great, and it was fun to do that. But we wanted to get kids exposed to more arts, and they can try multiple things. And so we've been focusing on that, and that's changed. And but a lot of the stuff stays the same. Like, we still have financial aid available for students, both for art club and for Young Performers Theater. Mm-hmm. And you can apply for that online, or you can call our office or talk to us about that. What about YPT? How has it changed?
I mean, like Jessica says, a lot stays the same. One of the things that I'm working on this year is kind of pushing our boundaries. We're starting off with The Trials of Robin Hood, which is a comedy, and we haven't taken on a fully fledged kind of pure silly comedy. And I'm interested to work on that and push the edges of how funny can we be. And then in the winter, in February, we're doing Oliver as our musical, which will be a lot of fun, but it's also a slightly darker show than some of the other ones that we've done. There are some, you know, it's set in the underbelly of London in the 1800s with these poor orphan children. So there's definitely some upbeat numbers, but there's also a darker edge there. So we're kind of pushing the boundaries of what we can do in this theater thematically. And then in the spring, we'll be doing our short plays like we did last spring, which will be more specifically targeted at smaller age ranges. And I really enjoyed that last year, getting to work with students. Instead of working with ages 7 to 18 all together, I could just work with my 2nd to 5th graders and just work with my middle schoolers and meet them a little closer to where they are.
Okay. And so 7 to 18 is the age range for The Trials of Robin Hood.
That's right.
Okay. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up financial aid, Jessica, because I think that's very important. I'm not sure that it's really well known, but there is there are scholarship opportunities.
That's right. We really believe that there shouldn't be a barrier to the arts, especially here in this community. So we work hard to provide financial aid opportunities to any student that wants to be involved in our activities and involved in the arts.
Great. Well, we're just about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
Thanks for having us, and we're excited to see the new kids this year and get to know them.
Okay, and contact information again to find out more.
You can go to our website, fineartscamp.org, or you can call us at the office at 747-3085. You can also walk in at the office anytime that you want between 9 and 5, Monday to Friday.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Zeke Blackwell and Jessica Maneri with Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Young Performers Theater, and After School Arts Classes.